This is reel 2 of 4 reels. Your interviewer is Mike Dalton of Fairbanks. Being interviewed is Charlie Creamer, 84. We're in the Pioneer Home in Fairbanks. Charlie Creamer was born May 4th, 1889. Makes him 84 now.
Who is that?
Nick.
Yeah. What's Nick's last name?
Mandich.
Nick Mandich. Yeah.
He lived on 5 and 3 a long time.
Well, to get back to the herd of 200 cows that Jack Dalton brought in here, and you and Champagne Bill and Dalton butchered them all.
Yeah.
And then did he sell them to Wachters or?
Well, he sold them around,
mm-hmm.
peddled them out. Yeah. Of course, there's a lot of mining on the claims on the quicksand, you know.
Right.
And they use a lot of meat, too. Yeah.
And did you help him sell it, or?
No, we just butchered them.
Well, do you remember how long he stayed in Fairbanks then?
No, I do not. He must have stayed here quite a while, because to get rid of that many, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many fellows did he bring with him? Herders.
Mike, how are you doing?
Hi, Clara.
Charlie's taken. Yeah. Should have a real good story.
He was just telling me about, I asked him if he ever met Jack Dalton, Jim's father. And
oh.
He said that, yes, he did. Did you say you went to Circle and helped herd those 200 over?
No.
No, you didn't.
No. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he helped butcher 200 head of cattle, mm-hmm. Jim's father.
I remember when they brought all that cattle in way back when it was 1909 or 8?
Well, this was in 1905.
Oh, that was before then. They brought a bunch in later, too, I remember. They used to slaughter them up on Birch Hill, remember?
Yeah.
The old
yeah.
Paul Storch piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd bring them in and then slaughter them on Birch Hill. It was quite a place up there on Birch Hill.
Yeah.
And they would slaughter them and cut them up. I guess it was Pacific Coast Storage at that
time. Yeah, Pacific Coast Storage.
So I'm going to get a cup of coffee. I just mailed my news of Pioneers, doggone it. Mailman, I missed the mailman. But then they'll get it. I don't know, hurry now. They didn't put it in until Monday anyway, so maybe this one won't go.
Have you mailed it already?
Yeah.
I could drop it off if you want me to.
Well, maybe Charlotte could get it out of the box there, but
yeah.
I got it in our box up there.
Okay, let me make a note of that.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, but
I was going to contact you today. You know, I haven't contacted Charlotte Ames yet to see about whether she's going over.
But I see. Uh-huh.
I sure hope she goes. I'm looking.
I'm kind of looking forward to going too. But I'll be working today, but I don't tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll know where to find you then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay,
I'll be at the
Clara.
Museum up until 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
yeah.
That must have been, you think that was the fall of 1904?
No.
It might have been the fall of 1905.
1905, I think.
Yeah, it was a freeze up time.
So. Yeah, just landed here, freeze up time. Yeah.
And then that winter, you said that first winter you were here, you went to school.
Yeah, I went to school.
The next winter, you didn't go to school?
No, I started, and the principal and I didn't get along, so I quit. I think I was in the 7th grade.
You think what?
I was in the 7th grade when I quit school.
I see. So what did you do that winter? You didn't sit around the house and twiddle
your
thumbs?
No, I worked for the meat companies. Yeah.
Did you help? What did you do? Butcher meat, work in the store, or did you take it out to the creeks and sell it? Or?
No, why? I was on a delivery wagon for them here.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was and then in the summertime I would go back herding again.
Mm-hmm.
Until this Pacific Coast Storage Company come in and they brought a coal storage barge and they parked it right where the Chamber of Commerce is. And next spring, when the ice went out, it sunk the boat.
Was it just a barge or a?
No, it was a boat, a regular steamer, yeah.
Mike. And it So yeah. It sank. The boat sank that spring.
Yeah, the boat's name was Lottie Tablet.
Lottie?
Lottie Tablet.
Tablet?
Uh-huh.
Like a tablet you write on?
Yeah. That's the name of the boat.
So that was, what year did that come in? 1906 or 5?
6. And then that, when they, that stopped the bringing live cattle in, you see. Pacific Coast Shores took over then, and then Wechter Brothers bought them out afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clara Rush just walked by and said that they used to butcher cattle up on Birch Hill.
Yeah.
Did they have a butcher house up there?
Slaughterhouse, yeah.
Slaughterhouse and
they had corral. One company had a slaughterhouse where Bentley's is now. And then over there where the NC Cat is,
yes,
was another slaughterhouse. And then down there at the GVEA was another slaughterhouse. And then the Cold Storage had a slaughterhouse too, down below town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was four of them.
Well, before the Cold Storage, they had to bring the cattle in live.
Oh, yeah.
And then
and butcher
them,
yeah.
Well, was this Pacific Cold Storage, was that the first cold storage outfit that came in?
Yeah.
Well, how about Wachter's? What did they do in the summer? Did they finally get some cold storage facilities?
Well,
oh, this is Utah.
They bought the Pacific Cold Storage out. Yeah.
So then they had a cold storage warehouse? Freezer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many years did you work for Wachter's? Quite a few, or?
Let's see, 5, 6, about 3 years.
Most of this time, was your father still working for
Noise.
Fred Noyes?
Yeah.
In the lumber business.
In the lumber business, yeah.
Well, you're well known in Alaska as a dairy man. Tell me how you... Did your father go into the dairy business first?
No.
He didn't. No. You followed.
Yeah.
You're the one who went into the dairy business.
I went in too, yeah.
And, how did you get into the dairy farming business? Did you start right away by buying a farm, or did you?
You see, that's Hinckley. He run the dairy here, and my wife and his wife are sisters.
Oh.
And so I come in here in 28. I figured I'm working for the FE company. And so they'd been in the dairy business ever since 1903.
The Hinckley's
had. And so we'd lived with them out there. I was waiting for the FE to open up. So one day they said, we're getting pretty old. And I don't know if you and Annie buy us out. And so we talked it over, one thing another, and so in 28 I bought them out, and paid so much down, so much a month, and from there on I stayed with it.
What was Mr. Hinckley's first name?
Charles.
Charles Hinckley?
Mm-hmm.
And what was his wife's name?
Let's see. Oh, shucks. Have to give me time to think.
Yeah, well, it'll come to you maybe.
Yeah.
But let's get back to you. Did you go outside?
Yes.
For a while, and then you came back in
1948?
You
come back in. Uh-huh.
So when did you leave Alaska that first time?
I was 20.
When you were 20?
1920.
Oh, 1920.
Uh-huh.
Did you go back to Tacoma?
No, I went to... down out of Portland. Yeah, I was in the chicken business there for about 6 years until the Depression come.
So you went out in 1920 near Portland.
Yeah.
And were in the chicken business. Were you and Annie married outside?
Yeah, we got married in 20.
Did you meet her there?
Yeah, Portland? She'd went outside.
But you knew her here in Fairbanks?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
So she was Annie Hinckley?
She was been married to this Golden Grocery.
When
they split up, and I fell heir to her.
But she was related to Hinckley, though.
Yeah, she's Mrs. Hinckley's sister.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Belle.
Belle?
Yeah, Belle Hinckley.
Charles and Belle Hinckley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So Belle and Annie were sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did Annie come up here? She must have come up here as a child, didn't she, your wife?
Yeah, she came to Nome with them in 1903, and then they brought the dairy herd up here in 1904.
So Annie came with the Hinckleys in 1903 to Nome.
Uh-huh.
And they brought the dairy herd from Nome up to Fairbanks.
Up to Fairbanks.
In 1904.
1904, yeah.
Well, she was a real pioneer, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you and Annie Golden, she
yeah.
was Golden, and,
uh-huh.
Were married in 1920.
1920, yeah.
The two of you came back in 1928.
28, yeah.
And you had, did you just have the one son, Donald?
Just one son, yeah.
And was he born outside or was he born here?
No, he's born out there.
In Portland?
Yeah, out of Portland.
So, but your intention was to work for FE Company.
Yeah.
That was the year they really started. I started operations, I think.
Yeah, they were going pretty strong. I knew this Charlie Fowler, and he was boss, and he was going to give me a job on this Murphy ditch they digging. Mm-hmm. But I never got there.
So you bought the Hinckley's farm.
Yeah.
Is that the same farm where you had your dairy operation for so many years on College Road? Was that where they had their barn and their operation?
Yeah.
So you changed the name from Hinckley to Creamer.
Creamer's, yeah.
And you stay and it stayed in business.
Yeah.
So actually, that dairy then started in 1904.
Yeah.
And continued until you
took it over in 28.
Yeah. And then when did you stop operating as a dairy?
Oh, when I was in 68.
68.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that dairy at that spot operated from 1904 to 1968.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the big barn out there still has Creamer's Dairy on it.
Yeah, still there. I just wonder if they haven't painted it all.
Well, have you sold all your property out there?
Yeah.
Who owns it now?
Berglund.
Cliff Berglund.
He saved me. This oil business strike.
Good. Well, I hope you got enough out of it to pay for all those years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I average $1,000 an acre. For all that land.
Well, when you started farming there or dairy farming in 1928, you had to use horses for plowing and for cutting your hay.
I was running 8 head of horses, and then it got so that. Teamsters, why they'd want to eat breakfast before they fed the horses. So I said, it's time to go to gas tractors. So I I think I got my first tractor in 34. Yeah.
What did you grow? What crops did you grow for your...
Well, oats and barley for grain, and then I raised that grown grass.
For hay?
Yeah.
How many acres did you, most years, did you have in cultivation? Approximately. Several hundred, I expect.
Oh, yeah. I think the place is 300, and then that place on the hill is 160, 460, and then 80, 540, and 590 acres. I farmed.
590 acres. That took a lot of farmhands.
You bet it is. Yeah.
Did you ever grow any garden produce for sale in town?
No, never did.
Just stuck strictly to the dairy business.
Yeah, the dairy business. Yeah.
When you first started. When you first took over the dairy in 1928, how much did you sell a quart of milk for?
Two bits.
Uh-huh.
25 cents.
And then in 1968, when you quit, how much was it going for then?
45, I think.
45 cents.
43 or 45. Yeah.
Well, that was 60. That was 40 years. That wasn't too much of an increase in price.
No. No.
Here comes Louis Black again. See, I told you he's a flirt. He's down there.
Yeah, I tell you that all day.
keeps him going. Would you like to stop and have a cigarette and some coffee?
No, I don't care.
You're still sitting here.
For sure.
Well, if you wait long enough, you get something to eat.
Yeah, 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed my supper last night.
You missed your supper?
Yeah.
He eats his supper in the morning. And then at noon he eats his breakfast. Yeah, he's a hard-working man. He takes lots of exercise three times a day with a spoon and with a fork and with a cup.
What's that?
That's a tape recorder.
Yeah.
Did he hear that?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
That ain't fair.
Oh, go on, Louis. You know you like the attention.
Yeah.
Well, your wife, Annie, was active in quite a few things in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
I know she was... Wasn't she the queen one year? She was Queen Regent one year.
No, I don't think so. I remember she was a Chiroptimist, you know.
Uh-huh.
And veterans. And, I don't know, and the Pioneers.
Women. She was active.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did during World War I, did you serve in the Army?
Did I? Yeah. I didn't get nowhere, though.
You enlisted here at Fairbanks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where did the, what was it, the cavalry or
no,
Signal Corps?
No, it was the infantry.
The infantry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And did you get sent out for training?
Yeah, we got as far as Iowa.
Iowa?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long were you in the Army?
I was only in about 6 months. Yeah.
And that was the war over then?
Or? Yeah.
So that must have been, you said you left here in 1920, so
yeah,
you came back up here and then you went outside.
After that, I think I got out in 18 out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I come back here and I worked for the Alaska Railroad when they built it.
Oh, I see.
Until 20, and then I went outside. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to your mother and your father for a minute. Your father was Charles.
Yeah.
Charles Kramer, you Charles Jr.
Yeah, sure.
So, did your mother and father continue to live in Fairbanks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did he continue to work for Fred Noyes in the lumber business?
For a long time, and then he used to put up ice for different ones in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he got too old to work, you know. He was 93 when he died.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Where did he die, here in Fairbanks?
Yeah, my mother and father are both buried here.
And in his later years, did he live with you? Or?
No, he stayed at the home, his home.
At his home?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At the same house he had built there in Grail?
In Grail, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your sisters then, did most of your sisters remain in Alaska?
Let's see. Mattie and Genevieve, she got killed in New York. A car hit her. And another little sister next to me, she died when she was young. And so, let me see, there's only Francis and Maddie and Marion. They only had three sisters.
Three sisters left.
Hello there. Made their home here. Yeah.
So Genevieve was killed by
an
accident.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest sister was Tessie. She was the one who had
hip disease.
And a younger sister died when she was young.
Yeah.
Maddie, your sister Maddie was Bill Stroker's mother.
Yeah.
So the three, Francis and Maddie and Marion, they all lived here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you recall the year that your father died?
Gosh, no, I don't. It's quite a while ago.
Well, it's not important because I wanted to talk about you.
Yeah.
But let's go back to 1904 and 1905, you know, when you first came up here.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Felix Pedro, the man who discovered the gold?
Yeah.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet him? Did you go out to his claim or?
Well, I was on the milk wagon then, and he'd married a nurse. She was at the hospital. And I used to leave milk with them.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember where they lived?
Yeah, it was on Clay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
Uh-huh. Right along the river.
Wasn't her name Mary, her first name?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was in the hospital working there as a nurse. Yeah.
Did they have any children?
No.
I didn't think so.
Never did, no.
What kind of a man was he?
No, he's pretty all right, yeah.
You were just a young, that's when you were operating the dairy then.
Yeah, no, that was way before.
Before?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember I was mining on Four Below Pedro. And I remember him out there, and there was the Hannock brothers and the Costa brothers.
Hannock?
H-A-N-O-T.
H-A-N-O-T.
Brothers. And then there's the Costa brothers.
They're how do you spell that?
C-O-S-T-A.
C-O-S-T-A.
Yeah, there's all mining. This is around Discovery there. Yeah. And then I think the Zimmerman took it over afterwards.
Tony Zimmerman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you mined out there for
one
season?
Yeah, it was a pup would come in there on Four Below Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you stake it?
No, it was one of my partners had it staked.
Four Below Pedro.
They call it Steamboat Pup.
Steamboat Pup. Well, at Golden Days time, you went out to the Pedro Monument.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Did you go?
So that's just about where you were mining.
Just below there.
Because I think that monument is supposed to be right on Pedro's Discovery.
Yeah, that's his Discovery. Yeah, that's where he made the Discovery. But the country's changed so out there, you know. It's all brush now.
Well, I enjoyed Elton Busby that day.
Yeah.
He talked about the early farmers.
Early farmers, yeah.
You must have known almost everybody he named.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, the first job I had here was where Bentley's is now. A man by the name of Young had homesteaded it. And that was the first summer in 1904. And he was raising the crop. And I stayed there and helped him all summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you remember the Busbys?
Oh yeah.
And where their didn't their homestead be out? Wasn't it out there where Ladd Field was
built?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I bought their cows.
When they quit homesteading?
Well,
when they sold out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the kids didn't like the dairy too good.
There must have been, three or four boys in that family?
Three, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Elton and Bob.
Elton and Bob, and there's one other one.
I can't think of who that is right now.